Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isang milagrong itinuturing ng multi-awarded artist at International Artist League president na si Mon Coloma ang higit 40 taon ng kanyang malikhaing paggawa. Mula nang gumaling sa pagkakaroon ng malubhang karamdaman, ibinuhos niya ang oras sa panatang makapaglingkod sa kapwa sa tulong ng kanyang talento sa pagpipinta.
Actually, yung pagiging artist ko, isang milagro at biyaya ng Panginoon Diyos. Kasi noong 1977, nasa advertising field ako sa industry. Nung nandun ako sa hinahangad kong maging head ng company, doon naman ako nagkaroon ng milagrong karamdaman. Dinala ako sa hospital and binigyan ako ng tanning ng mga doktor, sabi, 3 araw, 3 days to live. Tapos, may nangyari, mahaba yung storya, pero fast forward, may nangyaring miracle na binigay sa akin ng father ko na dasaling ko yung parang gist ng prayer na tayo'y nilalang na maigi, kaya lang dahil sa ating kasalanan at pagiging suwail, nagkaroon ng sakit at kamatayan. At the only way to go back, to be whole again, babalik tayo dun sa Panginoon Diyos na naglalang sa atin. So, nung nag-reflect ako dyan, dun nagkaroon ng milagro naman na nagulat yung mga doktor. Pagkatapos na maraming tests na ginagawa, hindi sila makapaniwala. A day after nung nag-reflect ako dun sa prayer na yon, naging normal lahat, na sabi nila na pwede ka namin palabasin na agad, pero hinihiling namin na magtigil ka dito ng mga ilang pampanahon para masuri na maayos yung aking kalagayan. pero hindi na nila nalaman kung ano nangyari, at para sa kanila isang mysterious event yon. Yon, para sa akin, milagro. Kasi pagkatapos nun, nagkaroon ako mga inspirasyon na magguhit-guhit muna, dahil sinabi sa akin ng mga doktor na kailangang hindi ka na muna bumalik dun sa advertising kasi masyadong stressful. So, kailangan ang ginawa namin. So, sinabihan ko yung mga lawyers na, so, sige, papahinga, at ultimately sinarado na namin yung kumpanya. At doon naman nagkaroon ako inspirasyon na gumuhit-guhit muna. Tapos at ang milagro, after 1 year, nakabuo ako ng 80 paintings na pinakita ko sa mga isang gallery pa lang. Yung Heritage Art Center. Ano yon? Taon 1977. Yun yung una kong show. At ang milagro ron bilang bagong artist, na-sold out lahat yung collection doon sa first one-man show ko.
Ang kanyang sining ay sumasalamin sa positibong pananaw niya sa buhay, pagmamahal sa kapwa at pananalig sa Panginoon. Makalipas ang ilang dekada, patuloy ang kanyang pamamayagpag sa industriya kung saan nagtuturo din siya sa mga kabataan at sa mga nais matutong magpinta. Isa na rin siyang author ng coffee table book na Portraits of Success at naging awardee for visual arts ng Filipino-Australian Arts and Culture Society. At kasunod ng pagdiriwang ng mas pinagtibay na ugnayan ng Pilipinas at Australia, isang exhibit na pinamagatang Makarios ang kanyang inilunsad sa Philippine Consulate General Office sa Sydney nitong 23 ng Mayo.
Kaya Makarios means supremely blessed in English. And the reason that I chose that, kasi yung lahat tayo ay merong power, which is yung pagmamahal sa ating puso. So, naisip ko na maraming tao na nakafocus dun sa yung mga nakadaan na hindi maganda, Pero ang nakakalimutan ay mag-focus na maski maraming kahirapan, andun pa din yung biyaya na binigay sa atin ng Diyos. Ang biyayang makapagmahal at biyaya na tumanggap ng pagmamahal. Kaya yun ang pinili kong subject, yung Supremely Blessed or Macarius.
Dinaluhan ang exhibit ng mga Filipino community leaders, MP ng Blacktown na si Stephen Valley at representatives mula sa mga konsulado ng iba't ibang bansa. Sa isang talumpati, sinabi ni Consul General Charmaine Rowena Avicuville ang halaga ng selebrasyon para maipamalas ang kultura at talentong Pinoy.
The event today could not have been celebrated at a better time as we celebrate 79 years of diplomatic relations between our two nations. Since 2016, we have marked Philippines-Australia Friendship Day every year, guided by Presidential Proclamation Number 1282, which designated the 22nd of May as a day to honor the deep and multifaceted ties between our countries. In 2023, our relationship was elevated to a strategic partnership, a milestone that reflects the strength, the maturity, and the growing depth of our bilateral ties, and deeper collaboration in terms of defense and security, maritime cooperation, trade and investment, science and innovation, education and skills development. But while the traditional aspects of state-to-state relations are vital, the heart of our bilateral friendship also lies in the celebration of culture and our peoples. At the same time, the Philippines also celebrates National Heritage Month in May, and this is why tonight's event is also significant as a way of honoring the richness and vibrancy of our Filipino heritage.
Isa rin sa mga dumalo at naantig sa mga obra ang misyonaryong si Father June Perez, SVD, bilang Justice, Peace, and the Integrity of Creation Coordinator. Nagkaroon siya ng malalim na interpretasyon sa mga artwork na tampok sa exhibit.
For me, art is one way of expressing our innermost being. I have two particular paintings that touches my heart. Number one is the harmony in nature. It says that God's creation is in tremendous harmony. Everything is in such accord that existence is an orchestra. So when God created everything, everything is good. Everything is interconnected. That is why we, as God's creation, we have the responsibility to take care of our Mother Earth, our common home. Because once we neglect our Mother Earth, we are responsible for all this what is going on in this world. For example, a natural catastrophe that we are experiencing right now. Because all of us are interconnected. All of us must live in perfect harmony with the nature where God created everything, not only for us, but for all every living creature in this world. And the second painting that also touches me is the fertilization. It says that life begins the spark of fertilization, a moment of hope and potential. Because life begins in conception, that we have to respect the dignity of life because our life comes from God, who is the source of life. That is why every living thing is very important because everything is a creation of God, who is the source of life. So for me, the paintings are positively inspired, and the author and the artist himself, he portrayed the message of love and unity through his work, through his paintings.
Yan ang tinig ni Father June Perez. At dahil naman sa pagpipinta, marami nang nakasalamuha, naiguhit at naging kaibigan si Mon Coloma. Isa na dito ang tauhan ng State Emergency Service na si William Cadisi. Isang portrait ni William ang nakasama sa exhibit na sumasalamin sa kanyang buhay at serbisyo sa pagliligtas ng kapwa.
I saw a painting that he did, that he had portrayed at my brother's house, and I mentioned it to my brother who related onto Mond, and next thing I know, Mond's asked me to do a portrait, which he did. He started off doing a drawing, and he was inspired by the drawing that he did and asked my permission to turn it into a painting. And from there, it's turned into, like, yeah, pretty much a work of art. Pretty much in the painting, it resembles what my life is up until now, what my life has represented. So the first painting in the corner there is the time I served my country in the military. Once withdrawing from military service, I still wanted to serve. I didn't feel as though my time was over with serving. So next from there, I wanted to serve my state. And my calling to serve the state was to join the Corrective Services in New South Wales. Up until recently, I felt as though I wasn't quite done yet with serving, and I wanted to serve more so my community and to help the people that couldn't help themselves, which led me to joining the State Emergency Service, and I've been serving with them for the last 2 to 3 years now. This is what I wanted to do. I wanted to help people that are less fortunate than me, especially those who didn't choose to be less fortunate. Mother Nature sometimes calls, and sometimes we have to help those who can't help themselves.
Kasama rin sa mga obra ang portrait ng isa pang kaibigan ni Mon Coloma na si Jessica. Lubos naman ang kanyang paghanga sa pintor dahil sa kakayahan nitong maiguhit hindi lamang ang emosyon, kundi ang mas malalim na mensahe at kwento ng buhay ng kanyang subject.
So Mon has asked me, if I would be interested in having my portrait done, and I was very, privileged to have that put to me. And of course, I wanted to help him out and help, the children in the Philippines as part of the donation that I gave for him to complete the artwork. And this particular artwork was chosen because it was on a significant day. It was my 40th birthday. And it was taken at my new home on the 30th of March just recently. So I'm very happy to have this representation of me and a nice memory of what Mon has been able to do for me and what I've been able to give as a result of the donation as well.
Ayon pa sa pintor, ang kanyang estilo ay nag-uugat sa pagmamahal at suporta ng kanyang natatanggap at nais din niyang maibahagi ito sa iba. Sa ngayon, patuloy ang kanyang pagtuturo sa mga batang artist. Aminado naman si Ginoong Coloma na bagaman nakakatulong, malaking hamon sa ngayon para sa mga manlilikha at pintor ang pag-usbong ng mga makabagong teknolohiya at artificial intelligence. Gayunman, naniniwala siya sa kakayahan ng mga artist na magagamit ito sa tama at magbibigay ng inspirasyon.
Nung mga 19, nagtuturo ako simula 1979, wala pa yung mga digital. So natuturo namin yung mga skill. And nung dumating digital, malaking tulong din sa amin yun. Kaya lang, in some art schools, parang hindi nabibigyan ng emphasis yung skills, kundi hindi lang traditional, kundi yung skill, how to draw properly and everything. Ngayon na-emphasize lang yung school of thought ng school na sabihin ito ang tama, ito ang gawin mo kahit anong gawin mo. So nanghihinayang ako dun sa ilang taon na pag-aaral ng estudyante na hindi naman natuto. Ang merong kaming samahan, ang tawag ay International Artists League. Ang aming advokasya din ipaalam sa kapwa namin artists at sa general public na yung art ngayon ay nasasamahan ng hindi maganda, kasi para bang ang nangyayari lang basta gumawa ka kahit anong mensahe, masama o mabuti, basta nakakagulat, okay yon. So, ako mismo, naniniwala ako na yung kasabihan, there's no art bounds, no limit, and you can do everything. So, ang aming sinasabi, it should not be an excuse sa mga artist na dahil ikaw ay artist, gagamitin mo yung art to disrespect others. So, you can do kahit anong estilo, kahit anong gusto mong gawin, pero wag nating gamitin yung kasamaan sa ating art.
Ang Macarius Exhibit ay bukas sa publiko hanggang ika-anim ng Hunyo. Hinihikayat naman ng konsulado at ni Mon ang mga kababayan na silipin at suportahan ito, ganun din ang iba pang Filipino artist sa Australia.
Kasi yung art din is parang ano yan, expression of life at kung ano ang iyong sinasabi, kaming mga artist, doon namin ni-express. So, let's support the good, the beautiful, and truthful art.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.